Hello, this is Emily Schweikert, and on behalf of myself and my partner Sadiq, I'll be discussing the housing crisis currently affecting the urban population of sub-Saharan Africa. Housing is not only one of the most important social determinants of health, but is also considered one of the most important factors in a country's social and economic development. In this podcast, we will hear from experts in both the public and private sector of housing and discuss what needs to be done to keep up with the increasing need of access to safe and affordable housing in African cities. Thanks for joining us and hope you enjoy!
Between now and 2025, Africa is predicted to go from the least urbanized continent in the world to the most urbanized. And with an urbanization rate of 58%, sub-Saharan Africa is expected to reach an urban population of 1.2 billion by 2050. This increase in urbanization is only going to exacerbate the housing problems and barriers to accessing housing that millions of individuals are already facing. There is a current deficit of 57 million housing units in Africa, and this is expected to double by 2070 or 2080. Especially for the urban poor, having a place to live that not only provides for basic shelter needs, but is also safe and affordable is a luxury many will never experience. The majority of the housing problems in the urban areas of sub-Saharan Africa are caused by different economic, cultural, and political factors. Lack of balance of affordability and quality has led to the proliferation of urban slums and informal settlements in many African cities. Poor health outcomes, lack of education, unemployment, overcrowding, social exclusion, stress, lack of access to public services, and an overall decline in the standard of living are associated with housing issues. Affordability is a significant issue and depends largely on context, but is generally considered to be between $20,000 and $25,000 for a housing unit. Housing affordability and security is related to many other aspects of a person's life, including access to jobs, education, and healthcare. For example, Jane Battersby Leonard, an urban geographer with African Food Security Urban Network, explains the important link between housing infrastructure and food insecurity.
And so our argument has been that if you're going to address food security, it's not just enough to look at household poverty, and it's not just enough to look explicitly at the food system. It's about those linkages between how the food system connects to things like energy provision, water provision, sanitation, housing, transport.
The majority of investment in housing production in sub-Saharan Africa comes from the government. From a regulation standpoint, national and local governments are responsible for policies that promote safe housing availability, but this is lacking in many cases. Structural limitations also raise costs of housing, making government housing unaffordable for low-income groups. Public policy, however, can focus on improving housing conditions, regularizing land entitlement systems, reducing costs of formal housing, and improving rental and mortgage options. Formal land use and construction planning is a key to improving the ability of low-income individuals to obtain land to build on. Governments can incorporate more flexible and consistent regulations that allow more people to access this. It is in the government's power to recognize and establish informal settlements, expanding public services to reach establishments away from the urban center. Joshua Mabiti of UN Habitat says that housing is a very practical opportunity for the government to put money directly into fixing a social problem. He says that housing needs to be given appropriate priority and the issue of poverty examined more thoroughly by the public. The public sector, however, does not have the requisite finances to support the ever-growing housing deficit in Africa. Therefore, innovation from the private sector is needed to fill in the gaps. Private developers are critical in providing housing for large segments of the urban African population. A major role of the private sector is identifying housing investment opportunities that align with local and national economic development strategies. The private sector, however, can only thrive in a system where there is effective regulation. Initiatives can be both large-scale and deep in impact, contrary to government initiatives, which are often large-scale but usually limited in scope. The private sector provides an important role in housing finance and delivery, especially in terms of increasing affordability for low-income populations. Shelter Afrique is the largest private Pan-African housing development agency that provides for many of these needs.
So Shelter Afrique has a distinctive responsibility and role relating to research and development, policy making, capacity building, and advisory services. That's the docket which I'm leading at the institution, which is responsible for all aspects relating to research, capacity building, training, advisory services, and advocacy. Because the challenge of affordable housing delivery is not only that of housing. No, you might have the financing capabilities, but what if these countries do not even have the requisite capabilities to take up this financing opportunity? That's the reason why the organization thought it's important to step back and then give research and development a priority too, so as to really see how we can be able to make policy making and affordable housing a key agenda in our 44 African member states.
In general, private housing is more expensive than government housing due to building costs and land prices. This is tied to the fact that many private developers use imported building materials that raise the price of houses and rent. To achieve affordability, private housing developers can invest in local building materials, and incentives in policy, funding, and exemptions from the government can help facilitate this process. Both the government and the private sector each provide necessary resources for housing development and improvement of living conditions of African cities. They each play important roles in providing for infrastructure needs, regulation, construction, and financing.
Specifically, urban housing and informal settlements provide an important financial investment opportunity for private, for-profit real estate developers, but it is ultimately the responsibility of national and state governments to provide safe and reliable housing to people of all income levels through policy, land rights, and public infrastructure. Collaboration, therefore, between the government, private housing agencies, and developers through public-private partnership, or PPP, is the best solution for addressing the housing crisis in sub-Saharan Africa. Deborah Erb is the Director of Housing Programs of OPIC, which is the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, and emphasizes the importance of developers in this collaboration.
Building capacity, because a developer is really, they're the glue that pull all of these pieces together. You know, they work with the governments, they work with suppliers, they work with customers, landowners, utility companies. They're the ones that have to manage all of the pieces in that ecosystem. So we're thinking if we can really focus on building their capacity, that's the best way for us to make a difference.
Public-private partnership extends services to poor and informal communities, provides safer workplaces, promotes adoption of non-discriminatory employment policies, helps the poor access credit, and boosts investment in low-cost housing. Overall, collaboration creates a favorable social and economic environment, an effective institutional and regulatory framework, and applies innovative solutions that are essential for addressing the current and future housing needs of many African cities that is resulting from increasing urbanization. Dr. Gambo of Shelter Afrique puts the benefits of this collaborative framework nicely.
In most instances, we have identified the fact that partnerships is important. You need to collaborate, you need to come together. So in affordable housing, PPP is also a form of delivery. So we do also offer PPP for affordable housing delivery in Africa.
Overall, the responsibility of housing urban populations of Africa is shared between public and private stakeholders. An effective coordination among government policy, private investors, real estate developers, local communities, and landowners is essential for ensuring the needs are met in the face of increasing urbanization. It is through this partnership that affordable and quality housing can be ensured for years to come in African cities.